Guys do more shadowing of the receivers last week. What do you like about that? What?
Well, I think it always plays into, you know, player strengths and you know, seeing some things that we could take advantage of. I think anytime, because I've always believed it in that in the past of being able to put guys on certain guys, and you know, sometimes it works out if the receivers are left and right, but if they're moving them around, it's an opportunity that, you know, gives us a great advantage, I think. And Coach Woodson, you know, did a great job of getting those guys prepared to be able to do that, because you got to truly hear the call, you got to focus, you got to see where the guys are, and then go get lined up.
What did you see from DeNico on Sunday, and maybe just observing him throughout the season?
Played fast. All 11 played fast, and he played with some great strength in the middle. Did a great job rushing the passer to be able to get those sacks. Had one sack that was can't coach, just straight man. I mean, lifted the guy up and threw him down, and it was a great, you know, it was a great rush by those guys. And you know, the attention that our edge rushers get between 52 and 51, it gives those guys inside to be able to push and do the things that they need to do. So you can't say enough about what Coach Franklin did this past week of getting those guys ready to go for that.
How big is it for the secondary to get David back into practice first time?
Well, it's always good. Anytime you know, injuries are part of the game, but getting guys back is a huge plus for us.
What do you feel you're able to accomplish by moving people around on the line?
I think the biggest thing is not knowing where he's at, you know, having the opportunity for him to move around, and so they don't always know he's right there on the right side, and you get a lot of things. That's usually his side where he rushes. So it gives him a chance to get different looks, and he's smart enough to be able to do those things. So when you have a player like that, you take advantage of it and you move him around. We won. They played fast. They played hard. I thought our run defense was. We had excellent fits in, you know, situational football, and being able to pressure the quarterback. And I think the guys are more disappointed that the opportunities that they left out there on the field. And our main goal was winning that game, and we got our next challenge with the Giants. And just, you know, we got to go out there and play fast again.
Are there any concerns at all with the fourth quarter?
Yeah, you don't like giving up touchdowns, so that'd be the biggest concern. But at the end of the day, you got to make a play. You know, the opportunities are always going to be there, and somewhere, at some moment, when that guy has that opportunity to make that play, you got to catch it when it hits you. You got to, you know, cover in those situations. And I think we learned a great deal of being able to be put in those situations to how we're going to handle it. How are we going to react? Most important play is the next play, regardless of what happened before. And I think they're starting to understand that whole process. And, you know, they got two scores on us. We got to go back out there. We got to defend again. Offense did a great job of converting on that third down and not having that. But I think, you know, the whole defense in there didn't want to give up two scores right there at the end. But that's football. You better go make a play when the opportunity arrives.
Workload and responsibility standpoint, OB had against New England what Jack conceded may have been too much on his plate this past game. He was scaled back considerably, only one snap on defense.
Yeah.
Would you like to see more of a happy medium be reached?
Well, I think so. You're always in position, you know, you want guys to do things, and I'm one. If I'm feeling something or I like something in certain guys, we're going to go with it. If it's in a situation like that and certain calls, it worked out to where, you know, in some of our sub package, which we were going to move him around a little bit more, but it just never got that opportunity for it. And, you know, he's got a big responsibility for us as a young player of learning and getting in there and keep growing. You know, he's a rookie, and the more he learns this defense, the faster and the better he's going to play. And he's going to be called upon. He's going to have opportunities again. It just this past week, he didn't have those opportunities.
How surprised were you learning you wouldn't be facing Eli this weekend? What do you think of Gino?
Things in this league are never surprising, but we're preparing for both quarterbacks. until I see who's under center for the first snap and who I see's back there or in the second quarter or the third. You have to. You always got to prepare in this business for another runner, a wide receiver, a quarterback. But, you know, you got to look at those things. I think it puts a little bit because they're so different and unique where one's the pocket passer and one's going to be the guy that is, you know, going to move out of the pocket, scramble ability that we've faced Geno in the past. And we just got to be ready for both of them.
What have been your impressions of Ward and Calhoun, two high draft picks that don't play?
Still growing, learning. I mean, it's really been fortunate for us to knock on wood that, you know, guys, that we got our guys that have been there. I mean, they work hard, they practice. A lot of times it comes down with guys in that situation towards special teams. And where special teams overtake some of those guys that are a 6D lineman or a fourth or fifth outside backer to where we're always working those guys. They're preparing. They do a great job in the meetings and learning. And when their number's called upon, you got to be ready for those guys to go get it. But, you know, until then, a lot of times how you're going to make it in this league is your contribution for special teams. And I think just those opportunities where other guys have been called upon and other injuries in other spots where, you know, you get overloaded in other areas. But they're doing a great job. You know, I'm excited about them, you know, moving forward in these next couple of weeks.
I suppose as a coaching staff, what makes you compelled to prepare for two quarterbacks as opposed to simply the starter?
Well, you got to be ready. You got to be ready for, you know, everything. You got to have a rush plan prepared for one guy. You got to have a rush plan prepared for the other guy, the coverages, certain things, where they throw. You're looking at film from, you know, a guy. You go way back to, you know, when I faced Geno of our defenses, of how, what type of throws that he does, what types of things you see, and you just work all that. We're no mind readers out there. They're going to run something, or they're going to, you know, they're going to hand the ball off and he's going to throw an out route. They're going to think it's just, you know, what type of different movements probably by a quarterback skill level.
Can I just ask a dumb question? You say play fast?
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to play fast, aren't they? Yeah. What does that mean to play fast?
The first element is taking the thinking out of the game. We don't want guys sitting there reading. We want, you know, react to what you see and go. Yeah, it's not a dumb question because you slow a guy down if the ball snapped and in that process he's thinking, looking, and he doesn't know how to react to it, okay? How do you play even faster? Coach is doing a great job during the week of having an understanding about the defenses that we're calling, okay? Talked about it last week, doing simple better. We can play fast by tackling, covering, and communicating on a level of to where you get the call, you go, and we play.
I don't know if more aggressive is the right phrase, but it seemed like Reggie Nelson had more hard hits this past game.
Yeah.
Was that something you worked on, something you
No, I think Reggie's always a fierce hitter. I think he had two great opportunities where he was in position. It's always about those where I'm at, on the field, position, the timing, and for his ability to go make a hard hit tackle. And to me, that goes to the preparation of Coach Veese and Coach Woodson in the back end of having those guys in the spot. It's a game of angles. He had two great angles to where he could get a good hit on them.
His role didn't change. I think we were asked differently on this, but just kind of the way it worked out.
Play harder. Go hit, and see ball, go get ball.
What do you think of the interception?
Last one. What do you got?
What do you think of the interception?
Oh, God, we celebrated. It was like the Holy Grail they brought walking over. It was outstanding. I wanted to put that ball on a pedestal, but that's a great effort play by 53. You can't say enough of him filling in an A gap, turning, running. The tight end was covered by Red. All of a sudden, he loops back inside. Quarterback throws it, but just the effort of 53 getting over there, hitting it, tipping it. Reggie keeping it alive. And that ball being able to fall, that was a great ball. I touched it. I made sure I touched it. That thing was awesome.